Welcome to the Lent Easter podcast series from the National Association of Directors of Christian Education. This year, we have invited our board of directors and other DCEs from around the United States to share with you their thoughts on the sounds of Lent and Easter, as well as other reflections. Throughout this season, we ask you to consider the message of our suffering Savior and his road to Calvary. As we journey toward the cross and empty tomb, we pray that you are blessed by these devotions. I'm Shelley Haynes. I serve as DCE in Southern California and have been serving the church for 26 years, and what a blessing it has been for me. One of my most favorite things I look forward to in the Lenten season is sitting in the church at sunrise service and hoping that the musicians will play Christ the Lord is Risen Today. I just love the darkness of the sanctuary, really pondering all that the worshipers have been experiencing through Maundy Thursday and Good Friday. And before the sun is even up, us assembled together, and then the music begins to play, the beautiful sound, the surprise of that moment that we find in the New Testament as Jesus appears to the women who are going to prepare his body. The hymn, Christ the Lord Has Risen Today, was actually written by Charles Wellesley, and originally was titled A Hymn for Easter Day. And the song reflects the surprise and the joy that we also see when Mary and the other two women go up to the tomb with their prepared spices. They want to honor Jesus one more time in one more beautiful way, as per their culture, with balms and perfumes. And instead, when they get to the garden, they see that someone has ransacked the tomb. After the horror of watching Jesus suffer and die via crucifixion, which there just weren't very many other ways more painful to die in that time, more humiliating than death by crucifixion, the manner in which he's humiliated, spat on, ridiculed, gawked at, all of the pain and the suffering from their beloved teacher. You know, these women didn't have a lot of ways to participate in their culture, but with Jesus, it was almost like it was a new day, and they had a place. They were important and loved and valued. And so they brought their spices, and they went up to face the dead body of their teacher. Instead, they see the stone rolled away. They imagine that robbers have come in and taken his body. And that just seems, I mean, can't you imagine, too much to bear? After everything that they've been through, everything he's been through, to have his body snatched away would have been just beyond the pale. As she goes up expecting to endure a loving but grim task, and instead finding his body gone, she's probably a rush of emotions, a horrible insult to injury. And instead, this gardener, they presume to be a gardener, is standing there, and she's searching out, where have you laid him? Can you please tell me where he is? The moment when he says her name, Mary. That same moment as the hymn is playing, I get caught up in the reality of his Jesus knows where I am at all moments. Jesus knows how I'm doing. Jesus has promised to walk with me. He does walk with me. He loves me in every moment. Just like Mary, Jesus isn't far off when we are at our worst, and he is with us in the best moments. Sitting in the sanctuary on Easter sunrise service, I'm caught up and surprised by the reality that Jesus Christ is risen. He has risen indeed. Would you join me in saying together, Alleluia. Thank you for listening to this week's Lent Easter podcast. We ask you to look for us on your favorite podcasting platform to regularly receive NADCE's podcast during this Lent and Easter or Advent and Christmas seasons, as well as throughout the year. God's blessings on your week.